tests used to achieve definitive diagnosis. Many test methods rely on a culture of the suspected pathogen. A microbiologic culture is a laboratory technique used to grow, cultivate, bacteria and yeast. A culture of a clinical specimen can yield polymicrobial growth, more than one type of bacteria cultivated in the culture, a pure culture, a single bacterial strain cultivated in the culture, or no growth, no bacteria recovered from the clinical specimen. When clinically significant, the growth of cultures may be quantified, for example, 50,000 colony-forming units, semi-quantified, heavy growth, or non-quantitative, positive or negative. Tests can be grouped based on their function and use. Direct examination. Other infectious process tests. Tests that detect immunological response. Molecular and diagnostic. Let's examine each of these categories in more detail. Direct examination. The main direct examination methods include staining, histology/cytology, and wet mount. Staining methods. The most common procedure conducted to directly examine a clinical specimen for the presence of microorganisms, that is bacteria or fungi, is the Gram stain. The Gram stain reaction, along with cell shape and cell arrangement, can determine the type of media that should be used for culture, the appropriate identification procedures, and the types of antimicrobial testing. It may help to determine the quality of a specimen, initial direction for therapy, empiric, or the need for isolation precautions. For example, quantifying white blood cells and epithelial cells on a Gram stain differentiates sputum from saliva. The Gram stain involves a sequential staining process using crystal violet, iodine, acetone/alcohol, and safranin. Differences in cell wall structure influence the retention or loss of the combination of crystal violet/iodine complex. For example, Gram-positive bacteria have a thick peptidoglycan cell wall. Peptidoglycan is a name that indicates the chemical structure of the cell wall. That does not allow the crystal violet/iodine complex to be removed during the acetone/alcohol wash. Under the microscope, Gram-positive organisms appear dark violet, purple, or blue. Gram-negative bacteria contain a lipopolysaccharide layer as part of their cell wall. The acetone/alcohol wash disrupts this layer, and the crystal violet/iodine complex is rinsed out of the cell wall. As a result, Gram-negative cells are colorless until counterstained with a red dye. Safranin is usually used. Under the microscope, Gram-negative organisms appear pink or red. Some organisms absorb an increased amount of the stains and are said to have a strong avidity, whereas others are weakly stained and present a pale appearance, low avidity. Examples of how these organisms may appear microscopically include the following. Gram-negative enteric pathogens, example, E. coli, have a strong avidity to the safranin stain and are bright red. Pseudomonads are less avid and uptake only a moderate amount of safranin. Anaerobic bacilli and other thin-walled Gram-negative organisms, example, Borrelia, Legionella, stain weakly and appear pale red or pink. In addition to bacteria, many fungi and some protozoa and helminths stain with the Gram stain process. Chlamydia, Rickettsia, Mycobacterium, and Nicardia organisms stain poorly and may require special staining techniques for identification. For some of these organisms, acid-fast staining may be used. This uses heat or detergents to force dye into the cell, after which the cell cannot be colorized with acid alcohol, hence the term acid-fast. Generally, one of two types of acid-fast staining are employed: fluorescent, direct fluorescent antibody, or DFA, or indirect fluorescent antibody, or IFA, or a non-fluorescent stain, called a Kinyon stain. Histology/cytology. Histology is the study of the microscopic structure of tissues, whereas cytology is the study of the formation, structure, and function of cells. Histological or cytological procedures involve gross and microscopic evaluation of a specimen or tissue by a qualified pathologist. Special fixing or staining techniques may be used, depending on the suspected infectious process. Histological examination is useful for diagnosing infections with agents that are difficult or impossible to culture. The infectious agent may be seen directly in the specimen or indirectly as characteristic cell damage. Histological or cytological examination may be useful in the diagnosis of actinomycosis, chlamydia, cytomegalovirus, genital herpes, giardiasis, histoplasmosis, leprosy, Hansen's disease, lymphogranuloma venereum, and rubeola. Wet mount. A wet mount is the microscopic examination of fresh clinical specimens. Specimens routinely collected for wet mount include sputum viewed for fungal elements, stool examined for larvae, adult worms, ova, cysts, or parasites, cerebral spinal fluid for Cryptococcus neoformans, vaginal secretions for Trichomonas vaginalis, and urine sediment for white blood cells, WBCs, bacteria, yeast, and parasites, example T. vaginalis. Chemicals such as 10% potassium hydroxide, Lugol's iodine, and simple stains, example lactophenyl cotton blue, calcifluor white, India ink, Leffler's methylene blue, are often added to the wet mount to increase visibility of the infectious agent or to highlight cellular features of suspected infectious agents. Tests that detect immunological response. Tests that detect immunological response may be broken into two additional subclasses, antigen detection and antibody detection. Antigen detection. Antigens are molecular structures, usually proteins or polysaccharides, that are capable of stimulating the human immune system into the production of antibodies such as immunoglobulins. Antigens are not necessarily limited to infectious agents, but include tumor cells, transplanted tissue, transfused cells, pollen, and other foreign substances. Antigen detection is a direct method to test for the presence of infectious agents, that is, antigens. These tests differ from direct specimen examination in that they generally incorporate the use of immunologic or serologic procedures. The tests may be helpful in early diagnosis, when cultures are not yet positive or are not possible or practical. Methods are designed to detect the entire agent, example virus, or part of the agent, example bacterial cell wall structure. Several test methods may be used for antigen detection, including agglutination tests, immunofluorescence, and enzyme-linked immunosorbent assay, ELISA. Serum, body fluids, and other clinical specimens may be used for antigen testing. Key point: different serologic tests may be used to ascertain different information about an individual and a specific pathogen, depending on the circumstances. For instance, tests that look for different specific antigens may be used for hepatitis B. Results for certain antigens and antibodies may be used to determine if an individual has been successfully immunized from hepatitis B, based on their immune response or the lack thereof. This is different from the results used to determine if an individual has acute or chronic hepatitis B infection. The CDC has a graphic sharing how to interpret hepatitis B serologic test results, which is available in the additional resources. Available antigen tests include, but are not limited to, adenovirus, bacterial meningitis, Haemophilus influenzae, Streptococcus pneumoniae, Neisseria meningitidis, group B streptococcus, Brucella spp, Cryptococcus spp hepatitis B, hepatitis D, HIV, influenza virus, Legionella spp parainfluenza virus, Cryptosporidium spp, Giardia lamblia, Entamoeba histolytica, Plasmodium spp, Walkeria von Krofti, T. vaginalis, and RSV. Antibody detection. An antibody, also known as an immunoglobulin, is produced against a foreign antigen by the B lymphocytes. The antibody attaches to the specific antigen/antigen product that the individual's immune system has created as a defense mechanism. Antibodies facilitate the body's removal of the agent. This process is referred to as humoral immunity. Once produced, antibodies circulate in the blood, secretions, or lymphatic fluid. There are five classes of antibodies, each with different properties and functions. Antibody detection is an indirect method of identifying infection by assessment of the host response, antibody production, to the invading microorganism. This sometimes is referred to as serology, serologies, or immunology testing. Results may be reported qualitatively, positive or negative, or quantitatively, titers, and should be interpreted in consideration of the predictive value of the specific test. A positive antibody titer does not necessarily indicate active infection but may represent a previous infection and should be considered accordingly. Several test methods are used for antibody detection, including agglutination tests, complement fixation, indirect immunofluorescent antibody, IFA, immunoblot, indirect hemagglutination, IHA, bentonite flocculation, BF, and radioimmunoassay, RIA. Serum is the specimen typically tested. However, other specimens may be acceptable, depending on the suspected agent. A multitude of antibody tests exist for detection of infection or exposure to infectious agents. Available antibody assays include, but are not limited to, adenovirus, chlamydia group, Coxsackie virus, Cryptococcus spp cytomegalovirus, echinococcus, encephalitis viruses. Example, California, Eastern Equine, St. Louis, Venezuelan, Western Equine, West Nile, Epstein-Barr virus, Entamoeba histolytica, select fungi, Giardia spp. Helicobacter pylori, hepatitis A, hepatitis B core, hepatitis B envelope, hepatitis B surface, hepatitis C, hepatitis D, herpes simplex, histoplasma, HIV, Legionella spp. Lyme disease, mumps, pneumocystis jirovecii, poliomyelitis, psittacosis, rabies, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, rubella, rubeola, salmonella spp, ticoic acid, a macromolecule present on the cell wall of gram-positive organisms, toxoplasma, treponema, syphilis, varicella zoster, and Yersinia enterocolitica. Molecular and diagnostic testing. Molecular testing has had a positive effect on the diagnosis of infectious diseases. The polymerase chain reaction, PCR, was the first test developed using a nuclei-C acid amplification method and is the most widely used. Other nuclei-C acid amplification tests, NAT, are based on target, probe, or signal amplification methods. All molecular diagnostic tests are subject to false positive results because they are sensitive to contamination from previous amplification testing, another specimen, or positive control material. However, due to the high sensitivity of the tests, they are useful for identifying otherwise hard-to-identify diseases or specific products resulting from a specific infectious agent. Example, C. Difficile toxin in feces. Key point, it is important to understand the difference between test sensitivity and susceptibility, which may vary depending on the context used. Susceptibility describes whether an identified organism is able to be treated successfully using a given antimicrobial. It is often used in the context of antimicrobial susceptibility testing, AST, which directly measures the activity of one or more antimicrobial agents against a bacterial isolate, directly detects the presence of a specific resistance mechanism in a bacterial isolate, and measures complex antimicrobial organism interactions. Sensitivity is the ability of a test or other surveillance method to identify true cases. Sensitivity may also be encountered when discussing an antibiogram, which summarizes typical patterns of susceptibility to antibiotics by specific species of bacteria. Many descriptions of antibiograms refer to patient sensitivity patterns, using sensitivity in place of susceptibility while retaining the same intended meaning. The availability of tests has improved initial diagnosis, disease prognosis, and monitoring of response to therapy. The largest impact in initial diagnosis has been seen in clinical virology. Tests for SARS-CoV-2, enteroviral meningitis, HSV encephalitis, and cytomegalovirus infections are common applications. For bacteria, the use of molecular assays is limited by the need to perform antibiotic susceptibility testing on isolates. But there are multiple advantages over the traditional culture method, including the ability to maintain the integrity of the nuclei-C acid of an organism in some cases. Example, C. Trachomatis and N. gonorrhea, in which DNA is stable on dry swabs for a week, the ability to detect nuclei-C acid after treatment, that is, treatment renders the organism non-viable, and the ability to test smaller amounts of nuclei-C acid due to either the small volume of the specimen or the small number of organisms in the sample. Other infectious process tests. A variety of tests other than microbial, serological, and molecular assays can be used to assess the body's response to infectious agents. Although most of these tests are not used specifically for the diagnosis of infection, they may be useful in many cases. Some of the more commonly used tests are described here. Body fluid analysis. When infection is suspected in a sterile body fluid, example, pleural, peritoneal, synovial, a sample of the fluid is obtained using sterile techniques for analysis of its various components and for the detection of the presence of abnormal constituents that may indicate infection. Appropriate collection of body fluids for analysis may include the use of a sterile anticoagulant, because cells or bacteria present in the fluid can become trapped in clot formations, which could lead to inaccurate results. The analysis usually includes total protein, specific gravity, cell count, red and white blood cells, with differential types of WBCs present, body fluid glucose, Gram stain, and culture. Microscopic examination for crystals also may be requested. Because each body fluid has different normal levels, analysis results must be compared with the normal values for that fluid. However, in general, the presence of a large number of white blood cells in any body fluid is an indicator of infection or acute inflammation. Cold agglutinins. Cold agglutinins are antibodies that cause clumping or agglutination of type O red blood cells at cold temperatures. The cold agglutinins test is used to detect antibodies that result from Mycoplasma pneumoniae infection or infectious mononucleosis. In combination with acute respiratory symptoms, a high cold agglutinin titer usually indicates M. pneumoniae infection, viral pneumonia, or primary atypical pneumonia. Cerebrospinal fluid analysis. Although cerebrospinal fluid, CSF, can be analyzed for a number of components, example, calcium, sodium, uric acid, for the diagnosis of infection, four basic components are considered: color and clarity, protein, glucose, and WBCs, including differential. Key point: a couple important points associated with serious illnesses involve CSF analysis. Suspected meningitis is a common reason to order a CSF test. Meningococcal meningitis typically results in a cloudy CSF sample, low glucose, high protein, and increased WBC. Gram-negative diplococcine on a Gram stain of cerebrospinal fluid analysis requires immediate initiation of droplet isolation precautions. Another crucial point relating to CSF doesn't actually require knowledge of the test result for the IP to begin implementing specific responses. A lab order for a 14-3-3 protein test on a CSF sample may indicate that the ordering physician suspects Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, CJD. If encountered, the IP should confirm with the ordering physician whether that is suspected, and, if so, staff should be educated on the CJD-specific risks associated with any procedures that are performed and equipment used on the patient. Complete blood count. The complete blood count, CBC, is a series of tests of the peripheral blood that evaluate different cellular components. The items commonly evaluated include hemoglobin, hematocrit, red blood cells, RBC, red blood cell indices, WBCs, WBC differential, and platelets, and there is also a microscopic examination of stained blood smears. The CBC is used as a screening tool for general health assessment and to track the progress of many diseases. However, for the purposes of diagnosing or monitoring infection, the WBC count and differential are most useful. The WBC count is the total number of WBCs, leukocytes, in 1 cubic millimeter, 1 millimeter 3, of peripheral blood. The WBC count has a wide range of normal values, depending on personal factors such as age. An increased WBC count, greater than 10,000, usually indicates infection, inflammation, or leukemic neoplasia. For urinary tract infection, increased WBC counts are typically accompanied by positive results for the leukocyte esterase and / or nitrite results in a urinalysis test. In some infections, especially sepsis, the WBC count can be extremely high and may reach levels associated with leukemia. This is called a leukemoid reaction. A decreased WBC count, leukopenia, lower than 4,000, can occur in cases of overwhelming infection, AIDS, viral hepatitis, mononucleosis, and Legionnaire's disease. Urinalysis. Urinalysis is a frequently used screening test to assess general health as well as the health of the urinary tract. Total urinalysis involves multiple routine tests and typically includes assessment of color and clarity and the presence of proteins, glucose, ketones, blood, nitrite, and leukocyte esterase. In addition, the urine may be examined microscopically for the presence of RBCs, WBCs, casts, crystals, bacteria, or yeast. Of the many components tested, only a few are used to screen for infection. X-rays. In diagnostic radiology, the scope of procedures performed ranges from basic radiographs to more complex studies such as ultrasound or computed tomography, CT, with varying patient contact times. Particularly with regard to detecting infection, X-ray imaging of the chest is used to show potential issues, including fractures and issues in the lungs. This is particularly useful in the diagnosis of tuberculosis, Cavitation on a chest X-ray is a hallmark result for pulmonary TB, which may present with nonspecific issues and pneumonia. Results that may indicate these issues will show white, cloudy areas in otherwise clear lungs.